USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump continuing his busy week of campaigning. The president spending part of his day on Wednesday in the battleground state of North Carolina, where the polls essentially show him tied with former Vice President Joe Biden. On Tuesday, the president was in Pennsylvania.
It's a choice between our plan to kill the virus or Biden's plan to kill the American dream, and that's what he'd be doing. Biden will delay therapies, postpone the vaccine, prolong the pandemic, close your schools, shut down our country. And by the way, Pennsylvania's been shut down long enough. Get your governor to open up Pennsylvania.
House Democrats and the Trump administration are continuing talks on a new coronavirus stimulus plan. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Former President Barack Obama will be campaigning on behalf of Joe Biden in Pennsylvania on Wednesday. Obama will be hosting a drive-in car rally in Philadelphia Wednesday morning. On Tuesday, Obama encouraging everyone on his Facebook page to vote.
We can come out of this moment stronger than before. In times as polarized as these, your vote doesn't just matter. It matters more than ever before.
A Republican staffer says the Senate Judiciary Committee delayed a vote to subpoena the heads of Facebook and Twitter due to a procedural issue. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley saying we need to hear from Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey as soon as possible.
The First Amendment is in jeopardy here because so many people, particularly younger people, depend upon Twitter and Facebook to get their information.
Senator Grassley speaking there on Fox News. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The polling aggregator on the website Real Clear Politics shows the margin in polls led by Joe Biden in the blue font and the ones led by Donald Trump in the red. For a while, the battleground states have tended to be uniformly blue, except for polls conducted by the Trafalgar Group. Robert Cahaley is with the Trafalgar Group.
What we've noticed is that these polls are predominantly missing the hidden Trump vote. There is a clear feeling among conservatives and people that are for the president that they're not interested in sharing their opinions so readily on the telephone.
A Houston police officer was shot and killed Tuesday morning. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has a story.
Sergeant Harold Preston died after he was shot in an apartment complex Tuesday. One of two officers injured during a domestic disturbance call involving a man and woman. The 65-year-old was surrounded by family before he succumbed to his injuries. He had served as a police officer for 41 years. HPD Officer Courtney Waller is identified as the other officer injured. He was shot in the arm. The suspect was ID'd as 51-year-old Elmer Manzano with a long criminal history. He was shot in the abdomen, and the suspect's 14-year-old son was also shot but will be okay. The suspect's estranged wife was not injured.
Game 2 of the World Series set for 8 o'clock Eastern Time on Fox. The Los Angeles Dodgers won Game 1 last night over the Tampa Bay Rays. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.